Well, we're talking with Tom from Hillside and the Rome Inn in Munising. And Tom, you know, we went through the kind of the fishing gamut and the fact that Munising Bay is a couple weeks away at least from having any fishable ice. So let's switch over and talk about snowmobile season a little bit more now, and then we'll get into the new hotel. So are you seeing a lot of traffic in town there, you know, trucks with trailers, sleds riding around yet, and are they coming to the Rome Inn?
We haven't had any snowmobilers stay at the inn. You know, the guys that are coming up trickling into town there, you know, they've got great relationships with the hotels that they've been staying at for years, which is a good thing. You know, up in Wetmore had quite a few trailers. Looked like Holiday Inn Express had some sleds. So the snowmobilers are here. We're seeing them at the gas pumps at the store. We've had a couple of people book our vacation rental above the store, and the reports back from them were that the riding was great because, you know, we're right there at the trailhead, mm-hmm. So we get immediate feedback from the snowmobilers.
Well, I know that you're selling bait at the Hillside, but I want to take a second and talk about my stay at the Rome Inn with you, because I was lucky enough this past summer to take a little tour with you when it was probably about maybe a third of the way done, maybe halfway done, and I had no idea at that point the vision that you and Anna had for the Rome Inn, which is absolutely stunning, beautiful, and I can't even talk highly enough about how comfortable the damn bed was, even.
Yeah, we spared no expense on the mattresses, and candidly, just about everything else. If it ever went public how badly I blew our budget, people would think we're crazy, but that's when I tell them to come in and actually see what it's like, because we wanted it to be exactly what it turned out to be, you know, and so we invested heavily and we put a lot of effort and a lot of energy into making it what it is.
Well, just as a quick little, I just wanted to give a little quick verbal tour. I mean, when I walked in, first of all, the colors pop on the wall to the point where it's so comfortable. And then your photography, which I asked you, I texted you, I said, did you take all these pictures? They're fantastic. I mean, people I was with were telling me, like, I want to buy this stuff. This is fantastic. It's the only thing I could say is, like, I tried to describe it as a outdoorsman's feng shui. That's the best way
right.
I could come up with.
Yeah, you know, and when I first started it and I was pitching the bank on it and, you know, people lining up to work, I said, you know, that we're going to bring the outside in. And I think that's what the photography did. You know, you've got 10-foot long, 30-square-foot pictures, you know, of waterfalls and scenes from around the Upper Peninsula. And that did bring the outdoors inside, and it gives people something to wander the halls and look at. And, it worked out well. I've always wanted a good way to display my photography. I've been passionate about it since I was 8 years old, and it's a good place for it.
That is a great place. You did a fantastic job. Even inside the rooms, they're fantastic. And nice common areas, and then, you know, like you had that place in the corner there for the kids to get together and play whatever at the table. I mean, just a really cool space. I highly recommend folks getting there and staying a night and using it as a base camp for a lot of activities in Alger County. What's going on with the restaurant? Let's talk about that for a sec.
Restaurant's really close. I know Chef Dieg is anxious to start cooking. We're just about staffed to where we need to be. We are still interviewing for our sous chef position, so if you or anybody listening knows of somebody who wants a great opportunity, they should call the front desk at Rome Inn. So, but we're close, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay.
We'll definitely be queued up and ready for Ice Fest.
I'm ready for it. Ice Fest is, what, a month and a half away?
Yeah, we got about 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks to Ice Fest, the 14th, 15th, I think.
Of February. Excellent. Tom from the Rome Inn and Hillside Amusing, thank you for your time and good insight.
You got it, Adam. Anytime.
We'll catch you again soon. This is The Outdoor Show.